This is station KGOD. K-God. The station that makes it. Good evening, night travelers, truth seekers, insomniacs, former revolutionaries, and those of you currently hiding from reality in parked cars, you've found us again. Broadcasting softly through the static from somewhere between here and Greenwich Village and the sharp edge of the hydrogen age, this is KGOD, K-God after midnight. K-God! The station that makes it. Tonight's program, Ghosts of the Atomic Century. Peace marches in the rain, civil defense jazz, and a few survivors still wandering through the fallout carrying handmade signs. Some of you younger listeners may not remember the old days when school children practiced hiding beneath wooden desks as if plywood might negotiate with thermonuclear fire. Back then, the world lived by sirens. Everybody waiting for somebody else to push the button. Everybody smiling too hard, enjoying it less. Everybody pretending everything was normal. I remember Mimeograph Inc. Cold mornings, wet cardboard protest signs, bad coffee, cheap cigarettes, and old men speaking quietly about the possible end of civilization. One of the people I met at that party was Bertrand Russell, the virtual head of the CNVA, Committee for Nonviolent Action, which I promptly joined. Very bright fellow, looked like a thunderstorm wearing a necktie. And no, he did not sound insane. That was the disturbing part. He sounded reasonable. We'll return to Lord Russell in a moment. But first, tonight's K-God Community Bulletin. This portion of K-God After Midnight is brought to you by Patriot Family Fallout Shelters. Nuclear war is nothing when you have a Patriot Family Fallout Shelter. Now available in avocado green, desert beige, and flag blue. Each shelter includes 400 canned hams, 2 flashlights, some batteries, a patriotic wall calendar, and complimentary government cheese. Remember, if civilization collapses, so what? Patriot Family Fallout Shelters. Because freedom deserves proper ventilation. This is Station KGOD.
K-God.
The station that makes it. You know, people think history feels historic while it's happening. Usually it doesn't. Usually it feels like confusion. Paper cups, wet shoes, and somebody losing the permits. That's what the peace marches felt like. Not glamorous human people trying. And honestly, that may have been the most beautiful part. Ah, looks like we have a caller. Yeah, it's me. I thought I'd give you a call. Welcome to K-God, you're on the air. I still got my old civil defense booklet. The yellow one? Yep. 12 simple steps for surviving nuclear war. Did it help? Only with insomnia. Fair enough. Coming up after the break, an exclusive interview with Bertrand Russell, broadcast live from the Department of Posthumous Reasoning. But first, music for those staring quietly into the machinery. the modern world. This is K-God After Midnight.
K-G-O-D.
K-God, the station.
K-G-O-D.
That makes it.